Two new laws are set to go into effect in Idaho Wednesday that would roll back transgender rights. One would block transgender people from changing the sex on their birth certificate, while another bars them from playing on sports teams at public schools. James Dawson reports on the fallout and the potential legal consequences from these laws.
Earlier this year, as the bills came before Idaho's legislature, protesters rallied outside the state capitol in Boise.
Hey, hey!
Idaho lawmakers had introduced a trio of bills that opponents say are unconstitutional. Under one bill, a doctor would face up to life in prison if they prescribed hormones or performed sex reassignment surgery on someone under 18. Another would ban transgender people from changing the sex on their birth certificate. And the third bars transgender girls and women from playing on sports teams that align with their gender identity.
We are trying to solve a problem that doesn't exist. We are not seeing widespread domination by transgender women and girls.
That's Chris Mosier, the first transgender person to qualify for an Olympic trial. He was at that rally in Boise to urge state lawmakers to block these bills.
This is not just about transgender athletes. This is the gateway to creating more discrimination, more discriminative policies against trans people.
Big businesses spoke out too. Tech giants HP and Micron, as well as Clif Bar and the yogurt maker Chobani, wrote a letter to state legislators saying the proposal would damage Idaho's reputation and hurt recruitment. Sharon Connors is Micron's vice president for diversity, equality, and inclusion.
If we're not able to attract that talent, ultimately we don't get to the best innovation, and that's what we're all striving for. And on top of that, it's the right thing to do, but it's good for business as well.
While the bill criminalizing transition-related care for minors failed, both of the others were passed and signed into law by Governor Brad Little in March. The transgender athlete ban law is the first of its kind in the country. Representative Barbara Ehart, a former collegiate basketball coach, sponsored it. She defends the law as a bulwark for protecting access to sports for who she calls biological girls and women.
You see, in sports, we have requirements. We have standards, and it is not based on feelings. And this is, we have these in order to participate, to ensure fairness for all.
That law is now being challenged in federal court. Legal scholars say it faces an uphill battle following a landmark decision by the U.S. Supreme Court that found discrimination against someone because of their sexual orientation or gender identity is unconstitutional. It could also cost the state millions of dollars in lost revenue. Sports superstars are urging the NCAA to move two rounds of its men's basketball tournament out of Boise next year, like it did in North Carolina in 2017 over its so-called bathroom bill. LGBTQ advocates are weighing a lawsuit over Idaho's birth certificate law as well. That law comes into effect just as Oliver Johnson Wasco was in the process of changing the sex on his identity documents.
Having to see my old name or dead name on paper, hear it over the phone, anything, it really is a big trigger for my gender dysphoria.
Gender dysphoria is a condition where the mismatch between a person's sex assigned at birth and their gender identity can cause a lot of anxiety and stress. Supporters of the law say traits like sex should not be changed when it comes to these records. The bill's sponsor, Representative Julianne Young, says the data is vital for tracking public health issues.
Biological sex is a real scientific fact, and it never goes away.
But Johnson Wasco says that information could be easily stored in a separate database.
That seems like something pretty simple to me and something that we could easily do without, you know, hurting these individuals and hurting myself included.
A federal judge 2 years ago permanently blocked any automatic ban on transgender people changing their birth certificates. The state health department says it will still process these requests, but it will need a court order to do so, one that transgender people don't qualify for. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.